All right. Welcome, everybody. It's Terry.
You didn't play Life is a Highway.
I haven't yet because I was kind of caught off guard a little bit, but let me do that.
Yeah, like
for
there's
you.
Usually a bumper before we start talking, yeah. And there was nothing, so we're sort of unprepared. But go ahead and play Life is a Highway because I like this version.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Like a road to traveling on, one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside of your darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate, for there's not much time left today. Yeah.
What'd you think of that?
I liked it. It feels very a cappella.
It feels very pentatonics.
Yeah, it feels like they're singing it in Glee.
Yeah.
It would have been something that they sung in Glee. But I like that version. You were picking it earlier today and asked me which one I wanted, so I wanted that one. So thank you.
You're welcome. It's called Gentleman's Rule.
Okay. So are we ready to go now?
We are ready to go.
Okay. Hi, I'm Sherry.
And I'm Terry.
And this is 30 Years of Nonsense, as you can tell.
Absolutely.
What are we going to talk about today, Tara?
Well, we've got actually a bit of a mishmash of what's going on. We're going to talk about, in the beginning, we're going to talk about Canadian bands.
No, so
we're gonna,
that's not the category at all.
What is the
we're
category?
We're going to talk about what we're excited about.
Yeah, and the first thing
one
is
a Canadian band, but that's not the theme.
I try, folks, I try.
And this is all that you hear on the 1 hour on the radio. Imagine our life.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so we are talking about things we're excited about. So,
and one happens to be a Canadian band first.
Well, actually, two of them are. So I actually copied yours all the way through.
Oh, okay, copycat.
Yeah.
All right.
So what are we excited about then?
We're excited that we're going to see Blue Rodeo tonight.
We are indeed. So we're going with a few of our friends,
Well, first of all, you're excited because we're going to the Keg first.
I am very
and you're
excited.
Always excited when we go to the Keg. And second of all, then we're going to see Blue Rodeo at the Slush Puppy Place. And I absolutely adore Blue Rodeo. And I cannot wait till he sings Try, because that is one of my all-time favorite songs. And I can't wait to hear it just blasting in the Slush Puppy Place and everyone singing along to it. So that's going to be a really special moment. And I'm very, very excited about it. I know we've played and talked about Blue Rodeo a lot, so we don't have to get too much into their backstory.
Not at all.
We have a lot of music queued up today. So again, the theme is what we're excited about. And to start with, we're excited about going to see Blue Rodeo tonight. So why don't you play it, Tara?
Absolutely. Here we go.
Never the same way twice.
folks, if this studio only had video.
I'm so happy it doesn't. Terry was threatening to turn my microphone on during that because I was scream singing, and I'm not a good singer.
It was a lot of fun, actually. It was just watching her just go crazy.
He said, if you don't stop that, I'm going to put the microphone on.
She stopped.
No, actually, I didn't. I don't care.
Yeah, you did.
I'm going to be scream singing at the concert tonight, and no one's going to be able to hear me.
No,
it doesn't matter.
Not at all. They're going to be really, really loud, which is great. So, yeah, we're excited.
I also remember something else we're excited about, and I want to say it now before I forget, but we're excited that we're going to be on for 2 hours next week.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
That is exciting.
It's going to be double 30 years of nonsense. It's the Radiothon next week.
Right.
So we're doing a big push next week.
Well, you're going to be on for 4 hours on Friday night.
I am. Next Friday night, I'm going to be on for 4 hours, and I'm going to still have that same challenge, folks. If anybody wants to donate up to $1,000, I'll match that donation.
You keep saying that. No one's taking me up on it,
so I'm feeling bad. I would really like somebody to take me up on that offer, whether it's $500, $200,
$100. I'll match it up to
$1,000, guys.
Which is great. But yeah, I wanted to say that actually, because it is Radiothon next week for the fundraising period, we were asked to do an extra hour next week. Everybody's going to double their time and actually do Radiothon time. So we're going to be on next week from 3 to 5. So 2 hours of nonsense.
It is.
That's going to be really fun for us. So yeah. I made sure that I made space in my calendar for that next Thursday. And you're going to get the benefit of listening to our nonsense for 2 hours next Thursday.
Absolutely.
Wanted to squeeze that
just
in.
Just more nonsense.
More nonsense.
And then Friday night, my show will go from midnight to 4 a.m.
You can have Terry for 4 hours.
And I've really picked some really cool, different music for that. So you're going to get a little bit of everything in my genre of listening.
I'm going to have to go for a really long drive on Saturday to listen to you for 4 hours.
You don't have to listen to it all at once. Or you could just stay up till 4 a.m. with me.
I'm not going to do that.
I know you're not.
You know what's really funny? Sometimes when I'm driving around on Saturday and I'm listening to you on the radio, I'm just kind of daydreaming and listening. I forget you're not in the car with me.
So when
I hear your voice, I look and I'm like, oh, you're not there.
Yeah.
Oh, right. You're on the radio, but you're usually in the passenger seat or, truth be told, the driver's seat when we're in the car together.
Yeah, fair enough.
However, okay, we're going to continue with the next. You said Canadian band. Is she Canadian?
Yeah, Biff Naked.
All right, we're going to talk about Biff Naked.
Well, we're not going to really talk about her too
Big
much.
Big Naked, as a friend of ours said this week.
Yeah, I was like, hey, do you want to go see Big Naked?
And we're like, well,
what?
Is maybe.
What is Big Naked? And then it was like, oh, I'm sorry, typo. So I said, I would go see Big Naked. I just don't know what it is.
Right.
But Beth Nicole Torbay, better known as Biff Naked, which is her stage name, is a Canadian singer-songwriter. She had two real major hits. She had Spaceman and then Moment of Weakness. Those were two huge hits back in the 90s. They had real major rotation on MTV. She actually had a number one Billboard song with Spaceman. And then it's been remixed a couple of times, right? So I really love Biff Naked. I actually was digging around. I've been listening to it since we bought tickets to see her in February. So we're going to see her the end of February.
It's like a documentary as well. I think she might be there.
She's going to have question and answer period. And I'm hoping to actually get to ask her some questions, maybe get to ask her some questions about, so we can have her on, kind of that I can maybe record and get her on live on the radio, if that would be great. But yeah, I'm pretty pumped. I was actually, like I said, I've been listening to her stuff a lot since we decided we were going to go see her. And I actually found a cover that she does of Metallica's Nothing Else Matters. So I thought I would play that. So it's not just her stuff, but it's her voice, and it's kind of that. It's really deep, and I just want you guys to hear this. So, anyway, I'm just going to add
that probably not my favorite.
No.
But I do really like the people that we're going to go with, so I said yes, I would go. I listened to the one song you sent me, and it was
Moment of Weakness, I sent you.
Is that what it was? You sent me this.
I also sent you Spaceman. I've sent a couple of songs now through on it in the chat.
It was fine. It wasn't like anything that made me scream sing like Blue Rodeo, but no. I'm open-minded and I want to go have a night out with our friends. So we're going to go in February when she comes to Kingston.
And see Big Naked.
Biff Naked. I don't know.
All right. So here's a little Biff Naked, guys. And like I said, this is a Metallica cover of Nothing Else Matters. So what'd you think of that?
I actually quite like that. I was never a fan of Metallica, so I imagine that's a better version than Metallica's version.
Actually, it's not. I would say Metallica's version to that song. And now they've got an album called S&M, and it's not what you think. It's Symphony and Metallica.
I think sales and marketing when you say S&M.
Okay.
That's where my brain goes.
All right. Well, some people's go elsewhere, especially since we were talking about Big Naked.
True.
But they've got an album called S&M, and it's Symphony and Metallica, and it was basically they recorded a live album with the San Francisco Symphony.
Okay.
And they also performed with them. And if my recollection serves me correct, they were the first heavy metal band to actually ever bring an orchestra on tour with them, which was like really, really profound.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I mean, you hear it here in Biffnake's version of it. It's with an orchestra and it's much more melodic. But when they play it, they actually bring in the electric guitar and all their stuff as well. But it's just an incredible thing to see. So you can actually go on and YouTube it and actually look to see them with the symphony.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. And I mean, one more pretty neat fact about Metallica, and I know we're not talking about Metallica, is they actually, in 1991, they played to an astonishing crowd of 1.5 million people in Moscow at the Monsters of Rock Festival. And I mean, just think about playing live to 1.5 million people. It's just...
That's incredible.
I can't even think about that many people at a music festival. Like, that's insane.
That's a lot of people.
Right? I mean, it was basically a pivotal moment, they say, in rock history.
Oh, I bet it was. Absolutely.
Incredible.
It would have been profound and great to be there, but imagine it must have been stinky and hot and sweaty and gross.
Yeah, imagine lining up to get water. You're like, hey, I'm just...
Or use the washroom.
Anything.
I'm
yeah,
sure
it's
lots
just
of people
insane.
Didn't, but
yeah.
That's disgusting.
Insane. But anyway, I digress. But let's talk about your next bit of music here. So we've talked about Garth Brooks before.
Right.
Why are you playing Garth Brooks?
I am playing Friends in Low Places just because I'm feeling particularly warm and fuzzy recently about our friends and all the fun things that we're getting to do now that we're all a little bit older, have a little bit less responsibilities in terms of children and things like that, a little bit of discretionary income, and we're having some fun all together. We have some amazing things planned for the end of this year and into 2026, the big one, of course, being a big trip we're planning, so we're super excited about that. But I love a good sing-along, and we do have a good memory, actually, when we did see Garth Brooks live in Ottawa with partly this group of friends, but some other friends were there as well. And it's really great to just get together and sing Friends in Low Places with your friends. I'm sure we will sing it at our daughter's wedding. But
absolutely.
It means a lot to me when you're just kind of feeling really nice about the people that you're hanging out with. And I know that my friends would do anything for me if I needed them in a heartbeat and vice versa. So I wanted to play Friends in Low Places, and there's never anything wrong with playing a little Garth Brooks.
Yeah, let's do a live version here.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Smart ass. Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. Girl, I got a friend in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. It all came. I'm not big on social graces. I guess I was wrong. I just don't belong. Then I've been there before, and everything's alright. I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then we'll all be as high as that ivory tower. You're never done, cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues. Slip on down to the oasis. Oh, I've got a friend in low places.
Everybody!
Hey, I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues. Think I'll slip on down to the oasis. Oh, I've got friends in low places.
Now that we're off the radio, we can do this last verse, right?
Well, I guess I was wrong. I just don't belong. Then I've been there before. Everything's alright. I'll just say goodnight and I'll shove myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just wait till I finish this glass. Then, sweet little lady, I'll head back to the bar. Places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down to the oasis. Oh, I've got a friend in low places.
Now it's all you guys. Let me hear it, okay?
Think I'll slip on down to the oasis. Oh, I've got a friend in low places.
Honey, I've got friends in low places.
What show do you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better? Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on cfrc.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted some liberty.
That's our friend Cindy.
It is. I miss seeing her in the studio. We used to see her in the studio on Thursday nights right after us. So right. Yeah.
She used to be coming in as we were leaving, and we haven't seen her in a while. So hi, Cindy, if you're listening.
Yeah, I hope you are, and I hope you're doing well.
Yes.
And I hope your show is doing great on Monday mornings.
I'm sure it is. Okay, we're going to do the weekend report.
We are. Boom.
Okay, I'm super excited for this weekend, but for a very different reason than normal, and for a very different reason than you are.
All right. Well,
We already told you what we're doing tonight.
We are. We are doing Blue Rodeo and dinner, so that's great. Tomorrow night, obviously, I have my regular trivia night at Wild Wings. I'm very excited. It's going to be great. So let me tell you the rounds. So first round, and we've kind of made this kind of what we're doing from now on or for a while. We may change it up in January. So first round is always finish the lyric right now. So finish the lyrics to a song. And then second round, we're doing rock band songs from the first rock band. And
like
second.
The rock band, The Game?
Yeah.
Oh, remember we had that for the kids?
Yeah, yeah.
That was
so
fun.
We're doing, yeah, and they've got some great songs on it. And then our 2.5 round, which is our speed round, we are doing hits from 2000 to 2019.
Okay.
So those 20.
Were good years.
Yeah, those were great years. And then round three, we're doing outros. So we're doing the last 40 seconds of a song.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so we're not doing the first 40. We're doing the last 40.
That is interesting.
Yeah. And then the last one is figure out the sentence. So 20 songs make up a little.
Right. Like last time it said Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because they all started with H-A-P-P-Y and things like that.
So we're doing that. So it's figure out the sentence.
Okay.
So, yeah. So finish the lyric, rock band, number one hits from 2000 to 2019, outros, and figure out the sentence.
Okay.
All right. So that's that. And then right after that, I drive down here and I do my 2-hour show from midnight to 2 a.m.
Right.
And then at 2 a.m.
And then right after that, what?
Right after that, I'm driving to Notre Dame. And so there's four of us. We're going. Our friend, the Jeff, his birthday.
You like to talk about him on your night show, yes?
Yeah, he's here. He just doesn't talk. I don't know what's going on. He's, for a guy that talks so much, he doesn't talk on the radio. It's funny. So then we're going to, he just turned 40, so we're taking him. So it's myself, Kieran, Jeff, and Colin. And the four of us are driving to Notre Dame through the night for a great game against Syracuse.
Okay.
On Saturday afternoon.
It would be better if it was in Syracuse, because that would be much more convenient for us than you to go to Notre Dame. But you're going to go to Notre Dame anyways, so it doesn't matter what I say. And I don't care because I'm not going.
Well, the idea was to go to Notre Dame. It just happened to be that they're playing Syracuse.
Right.
So it's not like I'm going to cheer for Syracuse.
Okay.
So we're doing that. Then we're staying over. We're going to go and hang out and party with the people in Notre Dame. Hopefully they win. Just kidding. They're going to destroy them. And then we're going to stay over. We're going to get up and go to this new restaurant that I found in Notre Dame. It's going to be great. And then we're going to head back and get back probably late on Sunday night.
All right. Well, one day you will take me there because I still haven't been. However, I don't want to go to see football in the fall. But the kids actually ran a marathon there. I think it was in August this year.
April.
Was it April?
It was April.
Wow. It was really hot, though, because Kieran was sunburned. But he'd been away.
Kieran was in Arizona.
Right. And then went there.
You got sunburned in Arizona.
I would rather go in April. There's a better likelihood of it being nice, and I can visit the campus during the daytime than going to a football game in the fall.
So well, yeah, we're literally, the drive is going to take, we're going through the night, and when you work out timing, we're literally, so we leave here about 2:20. We're going to arrive there probably about 2 hours before kickoff.
Okay.
Check into the hotel, then drive over, tailgate a little bit, hang out, and then party. It's going to be a great night.
Okay. Well, you have fun doing that. I will have lots of fun doing what I'm not doing this weekend, which is spectacular. So Terry's going to do all that stuff, and obviously I'm going to join him tomorrow night at Wild Wing and have some fun and then bring home everything that has to come home. And then Terry and Kieran are going away, and everyone else in my house happens to be away this weekend too. So I'm going to have the whole house to myself this weekend, just me and the dog. And I'm very excited about it because me and the dog are going to clean the house with really loud music and the fireplace on.
Does she help?
No, she does not help, but she's going to be there to amuse me and give me cuddles. And then I'm going to read a book by the fireplace in the silence of my home. It's going to be glorious. I do have a couple of things that I might do randomly with some friends. I've been chatting with some ladies who've asked me to do a couple of things, so I might do those on the weekend.
All right.
I might do nothing. And currently I have nothing work-related. However, we all know that if someone wants to see a house, I will be happy to zip out and they will see a house with me because 100%. I'm always available to do that. Otherwise, I am really excited to duck in. I have lots of things to do. We have a very busy season coming up. I also need to do some Christmas shopping, and I think I'm going to do some online early Black Friday shopping
all
on the
right.
weekend. So I could be in front of my laptop in front of the fireplace for a little while because we sort of forgot in the shadow of the wedding that other people have birthdays and Christmas and things like that leading up to the holidays, including our son and your mother.
And crazy. So we need to, and my sister.
And your sister. And we need to get those things sorted. So I'm going to try and get all that sorted. But I am very excited to have the quiet of my home this weekend all to myself. It's going to be lovely.
All right, then. Well, you know what, guys? I'm actually going to play, it's a quick song, so I think it's only about a minute. I'm going to play the Notre Dame Fighting March,
because and
it's
their that fight is song. Another thing you're excited about.
I
stay
am
on theme.
Very excited about this. So here we go, little Notre Dame Fight March. What'd you think of that?
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. It's pretty cool. I'm excited because I love watching the band. And now we don't always get to be where the band is coming into the stadium. I'm going to make sure, because I don't think Colin or Jeff have ever seen the Fighting Irish come into the stadium. Mm-hmm. And it is a lot of pomp and circumstance.
Oh, yeah.
But what's really cool about this, and I'm not sure if all schools are this way, but I do know that Notre Dame is this way. Every person in their marching band with hat and shoes has to be 5'11".
So your hat could be a different size than the guy beside you if he's got more height than hat, or vice versa?
Yeah, no, sorry. They have to be 5'11", or I think it's 6 feet, one or the other, without the hat on. I'll confirm. But anyway, the entire band, or the people at the front of the marching band, mm-hmm. all have to be the same height.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it just creates that kind of illusion that they're all the same, and
that's
it's really
cool.
neat.
I like that.
And I love the leprechaun. The leprechaun's actually a lady this year.
Good
so it's
her.
Pretty neat.
That is very cool.
It's been a guy for a long time, and they normally have a little beard. She doesn't have a beard, which is funny. But I'm really excited. I love the flyover with the F-35s. I just love everything about it. During their... the military week, they have paratroopers. They're not going to have that this week, obviously. But I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Excellent. You know what else I'm excited about?
What are you excited about?
Christmas.
Yeah, I know you are.
You knew I was going to go for the segue, right?
I did. Absolutely.
Okay. So Christmas is Christmas, and it's always spectacular and always really special for us. However, it's extra special this year because, as we've mentioned multiple times, our daughter's getting married on New Year's Eve. But this year, we're starting a new tradition, I think, and we're actually hosting Christmas dinner with her fiancé's family.
Yeah, so I was telling my parents about that, and they said it's lovely. They are very excited.
I'm very excited,
because,
too.
You know, we did that with my sister, and,
yeah, you know. His parents were always there as well.
Yeah.
We've kind of combined families lots of times, which is nice. We have Thanksgiving all together now and whatnot. If your parents were up to it, they would be more than welcome, of course, but I don't think they're going to be able to join us.
The only thing that's coming from my parents is their trifle. My mom is sending trifle. Sending trifle, so that will be taken
Can
care of.
Can she also send caramel squares?
She does occasionally send them.
I will ask her if she sends some caramel squares, because Christmas dinner is not Christmas dinner without a caramel square after.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll make sure. She might be listening. So
she
if you are,
listening.
Hey, Mom. But yeah, no, that's great. So I'm pumped about that. I'm really excited about starting this new tradition with Paul's family. And
yeah, it's going to be really nice. So we're having our immediate family, which is six of us now, if you count my daughter and her fiance.
Yep.
And then they're bringing, I think she told me, like 11 people or something like that, because there's three of them, a couple of Nonas, an aunt and uncle, and another uncle, and a couple of other people.
Yeah.
So I think we're hosting about 16 people, which is going to be really exciting. I'm very excited about merging the families together. And like I said, starting this new tradition, because one day there'll be a child involved and it will be really awesome that we all get to dote over the child together. So let's start that now. And it's going to be spectacular. So as such, I think we're going to be the very first person on this radio station to play a Christmas song.
Well, we'll see. But here's what I will ask, that we don't do some weird reveal party I don't want to do that.
What are you talking about?
You know how when they have babies.
Like when there's a child?
Yeah.
We're not
just,
there yet.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, just tell us. I don't need.
It will be up to the parents.
Yeah, I don't need skydiving or anything.
No, I don't think they'll be skydiving. I know him well enough to know that it'll probably
be. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Just tell us.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Little Mariah Carey to kick off our
Christmas.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves for free. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups, clubs, and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. You can apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a club community takeover. This free opportunity is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
I want a club.
The Terry Doherty Club.
The Terry Doherty Club.
Wasn't it Terry Doherty and the Overcoats?
It was Terry Doherty and the Overcoats when we wore overcoats one time. That's funny. So in kind of tradition like what you were doing, I also picked a Christmas song.
Well, we do both like Christmas.
I do. I really like, I love Christmas.
You just love presents.
I do love presents, but I do love this first snowfall. The first snowfall gets me every year. I just stand and I'm like,
oh, look at that snow.
Look at that snow.
You say, look at that snow and look at that lawn.
Yeah.
About a freshly mowed lawn, particularly when you did it.
Yeah.
Because you want us to admire it.
Well, just even for me, I just like standing on the back deck looking out and going, man, it just looks,
I know.
When it's perfectly manicured and it's cut and all the lines are right, it just looks fantastic.
It does look fantastic, but you're also very fascinated by snow still.
I
That's
do.
Because you weren't born and raised here and you haven't been appreciating, and I'm using air quotes, snow and winter for 57 years like I have. So if I never see snow again, I'm very happy about it.
I don't know if you believe that. I think you like snow when you can just go and play in it, and then if it, you went somewhere else, and it'd be gone.
When was the last time I played in snow?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I don't go outside when it's cold.
I know.
Last time we tried to go skiing, it wasn't good. It was a disaster. We both realized we were too old to ski.
No, I went snowboarding with Sam Marie last.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because I remember last time you went snowboarding, you walked down the hill.
Oh, I was, yeah, that was not a good day. But anyway, I went snowboarding another time with Sam Marie. Yeah, in Belleville or something.
Yeah, there's somewhere near Trenton.
Some weird little hill.
I don't know. Well, good if it went better for you than the last time we went.
Yeah,
we
had a great time, actually. It was just really busy.
Yeah.
There were so many people there. I forget the name of the hill.
It's Badawa or something like that.
Yeah,
near Trenton, I think.
Yeah, it was terrible. I felt like I was skiing on a garbage can hill.
Okay, don't bash Badawa.
I wasn't bashing it. I'm just saying the hills were too small.
Okay.
When you got on the when you got down on the hill, you were like, whoop, and you're done. I was like, some of the
That's
other places.
All the hills they have
I
in Trenton.
I know. I'm not bashing it. Anyway, I'm going to play a little Pentatonix. I was
Pentatonix.
I do like Pentatonix. That's why I also like that song that we played at the beginning by The Gentleman's Rule. But anyway, I want to play this song because I think it's fantastic. And it just, for me, it's one of those classics that I like to play when it comes to Christmas.
Santa is coming to town. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa is coming to town.
He's making a list. He's checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Down.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa is coming to town. Santa is coming to town. Santa is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Watch out.
You better not cry.
Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Oh, Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming to
Santa. He's coming to town. Santa is coming to town.
He is coming to town.
And I'm very what happens excited. After Santa comes to town?
Well, hang on. Before we even get there, I just want to talk about what we did Monday night. We went to the basketball game.
Oh, yeah. What did we do Monday night?
We went to the basketball game.
We went to see the Raptors.
We did. We went and saw the Raptors play the Charlotte Hornets, and it was fantastic. But the reason that I remember is there was the halftime show, mm-hmm. and it was a guy playing the violin or the fiddle, depending on how he was playing it. I didn't know, so our friend Colin played the fiddle.
Okay.
And which turns out is the same as a violin. Okay. It's just how they play it.
Really?
Yeah, so violin is more considered what you would play classical music.
Okay.
The fiddle is more folk or whatever, and how they hold...
Diddly-dee music?
Yeah, diddly-dee music, I guess. But they're the exact same instrument.
Interesting.
It's just how they move the bow, I guess, across the chord, the string. I didn't know that. I thought there were two different instruments.
I thought so as well.
Yeah.
All that to say that we did go to Toronto for the Raptors game on Monday night. I love watching basketball. I'm not a big sports watcher, but I was saying to Terry on the way home that if I have to watch live event sports in order of operations, I would choose basketball because it's fast moving. It's easy to understand. It's fun. It's loud. There's lots of activity. There's music.
Music never stops.
Never stops. It's fantastic.
And it's really a crossover. Sometimes they're playing like the organ music, dun, yeah. defense, whatever. But then sometimes they're just playing like crazy dance music, and it's loud, it's verbose.
Oh, I loved it. It was great.
And the dancers and the young dancers.
Yeah, it was great.
I mean, the entertainment is nonstop, and it's great value for money. I really
enjoy. We didn't pay for it, so that was really great.
Yeah.
Great value for our money. So, at any rate, I would say then baseball.
Yeah.
Because I enjoy it and I appreciate baseball. I would then pick football because if it's a nice day and you're in the stadium and it is great, I love that energy and that environment.
Yep.
And tennis and never hockey.
Yeah.
I know cold. I don't sound like a true Canadian there, but never hockey.
Yeah, you don't like the cold.
Well, so. I don't appreciate hockey that much. So
no, but that's okay. Our kids never played it, so.
I know.
All right.
So what happens after Christmas?
I don't know. Boxing Day?
Nope. Well, yes, but no, that's not the next thing that we're excited about.
No, I know. We're excited about the wedding.
I know. So, again, our daughter's getting married, and we're very excited. All the lead up is even just as fun as I'm sure the wedding day is going to be, but all the preparation and all the hype and the fact that she's coming home for 2 weeks is very exciting.
And it just blows by. The day of is just a blur.
I know. I'm sure it will be. For us and her.
Yeah, and it'll be different because I'm so used to being behind the scenes, so I'm going to be a part of the scene. So it's going to be really interesting to see how it plays out.
It's going to be beautiful. So we thought we'd play some Get Married songs.
So this one is a cover from the Glee cast, right? So
clearly I liked Glee.
Yeah. So it's the Bruno Mars song, Marry You?
Yep.
All right. Well, let's go. We'll play this one.
Baby, I think I wanna marry you. Is it the look in your eyes? Or is it this dancing juice? Who cares, baby? I think I want to marry you.
I think one of these times I'm actually going to get you on a hot mic singing.
Don't do that to me. I do have a reputation to uphold.
Oh, it would be great.
Not as a good singer, though.
No, no. But it was funny. I was just literally watching you sing
away. Today. I know. Those are great songs.
I know. Today has been a great day for sure.
Yeah.
So the next song is Boyz II Men. They don't need any introduction. For me, these guys from Philadelphia, they were just a great another a cappella band for the most part. We saw them in line in the U.S. in Darien Lake, if you recall.
That was Destiny's Child.
It was both of them. They were there together.
Okay.
And remember, they were singing in line, doing acapellos back and forth.
I remember thinking, well, those people think they're somebody. Apparently, they were. I think Beyonce might have even been there.
Yeah, the whole group where they were all up at front singing in line, and they were just riffing back and forth on songs. And I thought, man, Sherry has no idea who
these people.
It was
also back in the day when they were playing Darien Lake.
Yeah, I mean.
I think they play bigger venues now than.
Well, no, it was a concert venue, so it was kind of like that music series that Canada's Wonderland used to do where they got big acts. But I just remember thinking to myself, Sherry has no idea who these people are.
I don't think they were who they are now.
No, I knew who the Boyz II Men
were coming, though.
Yeah. So, and I knew they were there that day, and I was like, this isn't their opening act, this is literally these guys. So, anyway, let's play a little Boyz II Men here, and then we're going to close things out. We'll come back, say a few words, and we will call it a day.
Sorry. Please forgive me for all the wrong I've done. Please come back home, girl. I know you put all your trust in me. I'm sorry I let you down.
Guys, we're going to cut it a little bit short there because it is a 5-minute and 30-second song. And I do love my Boys to Men, but
we want to play other things.
I do want to play other things. And I just want to say goodbye to everybody. I want them to have a wonderful weekend. The weather is going to be fantastic. I know we didn't talk about the weather today.
The weather by my fireplace?
Well, no. Just in general. So down in where we're going, actually, it's going to be 10 degrees and sunny.
Okay. Well,
so good. I'm pretty pumped about that. I mean, I won't need to bring a winter coat. I do have my nice Notre Dame winter coat, but I'm not bringing it. So I'm pumped about that. And I think the weather's going to be great all the way around. So, yeah.
Excellent.
Look, have a wonderful weekend.
Whatever everyone is doing, they are safe and they are happy and they are healthy and they're with people that they enjoy.
Well, stay frosty, everybody. We're going to play Route 66 and we will see you next week. And
for 2 hours.
For 2 hours. So stay tuned.
If you have planned a motor west, travel my way, that's the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now it winds from Chicago.